WFXX. Once again,
your sports radio.
Broadcasting live, loud and proud from Central PA Sports Authority.
Woo-hoo!
WFXS America.
The Foxy Knowledge.
It is that time for a wonderfully wacky Wednesday edition of Let's Talk right here on Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox. It's your old pal Ironhead. It's your even older pal Scott Giese over here. We welcome your phone calls at 814-954-7266. As we launch into the second day of July. You know, another couple of weeks or so, and we celebrate America's birthday.
Oh, that'd be Friday.
What?
That would be...
Well, the summer is just flying by, isn't it,
a couple of days, not a couple of weeks, couple of days.
Jeez!
Anyway, you must be fun at the dinner table at home. I bet you all come home, you sit down, and you've got the food there, and you're ready to go, and you probably launch into, it's a delightfully dicky, or something that starts with a D, dinner! Isn't this great? And your wife and kid probably look at you like, what are you, nuts? Do you do that? You must do that. You announce the dinner.
It is time to tell us about our day. Go, Reggie! Go, Marissa!
Yeah. Must be fun at your house. Holy smokes.
Share the information.
I mean, last week you're on vacation getting a nice tan.
Yeah.
We're on the radio, so you can't see this guy's tan, all right? And so I'm doing the show every morning. I can't do that. Wonderfully wacky. I just can't do it.
Well,
I can't do it. It's all you.
It's a gift.
It's a gift.
What can I tell you?
It's a gift. Okay. The gift that keeps on giving.
Yes, there we indeed.
Go. All right, folks, we've got a busy program. We'll have some open line time, and we'll talk different things. 9 o'clock, we have a Penn State guest.
Don't tell me I'm going to have to think again.
Well, you're going to have to think again. I'm terribly sorry, all right? Simple question, I guess, is how's your water at your house?
Wet.
Well, that's good.
Yeah, it's been very wet lately.
I guess I'm thinking about the quality of water.
Oh.
All right. There was a recent Penn State study done that when I saw this a couple of weeks ago, I thought, whoa, look out. I'm not happy about that. About so-called forever chemicals in water, like drinking water. And I thought, oh, man, because it especially was looking at private wells, which, frankly, Scott here, that's me, all right? I'm out in the rural areas where I live. I've got my own well, which, to my knowledge, for 37 years has been terrific and awesome.
Well.
Look
at you.
Yeah, look at that. Mm-hmm. The question is, what's in that water? Folks, do you even know? When's the last time you tested it? And for those of you that have what I would call city water, that'd be you,
mm-hmm.
All right? Do you know what's in your water? Do you have any idea? You know, you drink it or you make ice cubes and, you know, stuff like that.
I know there's some hydrogen in there. I know there's some oxygen.
Well, I'm not talking about H2O.
I think it's about two parts hydrogen in ours and one part oxygen.
I'm impressed.
Well, you know.
What a science.
Yeah.
Science major here. Okay.
Just here to educate the kids.
So we're going to have a Penn State Extension guest next hour. I mean, folks, think about it. You drink water, I hope, every day, or you put ice cubes in your, I don't know, your whatever your drink, your G&T or your tea or whatever other teas and so on.
You know me too well.
Yeah, my spy cam. There we go. See, that's how I knew. It's a delightful dinner. See, I knew. That's how I knew it.
Yep.
So we're going to have a Penn State Extension guest next hour because, folks, they had a survey that they did recently or a study, and these so-called forever chemicals are out there. And, folks, this is not stuff you want in your water. You don't. All right? So we're going to have a Penn State Extension guest talk more about this. And then one of the questions I'm going to ask her is, how do I get my water tested? I'm not even sure. I know Penn State does water testing, but I don't think they do it just for I don't know, regular people, if you will. Maybe they do. So we have a lot of questions for our guests next hour.
We may have been using the wrong test, but we did test our water actually right before we went on vacation, and our water is not pregnant. Was the result that came back. So we got that going for us.
Well, that's
I'm not sure we were using quite the right study.
That's
but,
good to know.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
Anyway. All right, what else do we have here on a Wednesday? Now, last week was our heat wave. And where you were, right? It was really hot. It was really hot down there, Carolina Beach.
Good day to be out in the ocean in the waves.
Yes. Yeah. I mean, thankfully, that's kind of moved on. Now, here's where I wish I had. We had our friend Joe Bastardi from WeatherBell.com. We have
this
him on
where
Monday.
I wish we had an ocean. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, there was an ocean there, all right?
Yeah.
This week, it's a giant heat wave in Europe where apparently it's 100 degrees or more in a whole bunch of places. And the folks over there are sweltering. Apparently worse than we had it last week. Like, whoa, like wildfires have started in some places. So I don't know if you happen to know somebody in Europe. Apparently the entire continent, pretty much, is under their version of a heat dome. All right, we have our sports segment next segment. I'm going to guess, do you have any Wimbledon results in the sports segment? Jessica Pegula, I noticed she got upset yesterday.
Yeah,
she
Americans have taken it on the chin and a couple of results over there in the women's tournament.
Yeah, so it's like super hot at Wimbledon. And Wimbledon, of course, is played on grass. I assume they water that grass frequently. They better this week because it's like really hot in England. So, holy smokes. All right. That's a poor pun. Holy smokes.
What's in their water?
All right. What's in, well, we're going to.
At Wimbledon.
Well, I don't
got to get that tested.
I don't think
now.
Penn State has any idea, no, but we'll right. see. Now, what did you mention yesterday was National Creative Ice Cream. What was that?
Creative Ice Cream Flavors Day.
Okay. Yeah. Now, you know the whole month of July is National Ice Cream Month.
Well, yes. Well, why do you think I'm celebrating?
Okay.
A couple of half gallon in the morning, half gallon at night. You gotta recognize and celebrate properly.
You gotta feed the beast or something.
Absolutely right.
That's a lot of ice cream. Holy smokes.
Do you think so?
So, National Ice Cream Month, if you have a favorite ice cream place, I understand Penn State has one. We could throw in our friends from Meyer Dairy. They're pretty cool. All right. I don't know. Maybe they have ice cream specials this month because it's ice cream month.
Wasson Farm, folks.
There's one.
Man, oh, man.
Okay, there's one. All right. So, A, have some ice cream. B, see if they have some specials or something for ice cream month.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
That'd be really cool. All right, here's the next question. Oh, boy.
Cold.
We're going to take a chance.
Not just
here.
Cold. That ice cream is cold.
How is your sleep? How are you sleeping? Now, granted, if it's hot and warm, humid, and so on, how's your sleep, Mr. Ironhead?
It is very short these
days.
Oh,
well, that's not good.
No, it is not.
We got two stories here, probably just for you.
Yeah.
There we go. All right, the University of Hamburg, that's in Germany. They did some research recently, and they found out that if you take a 20-minute nap during the day, which some folks do this almost, I would say, religiously, take a 20-minute, like a siesta, all right? It says here, if you take a 20-minute nap every day or regularly.
In this area, my understanding is a lot of folks take that nap right around 8:15 in the morning while the radio is on. Hey, what's the matter with you guys?
Right about now?
What's going on?
That's a little early.
That's not right.
That's a little early, but okay.
Jeez.
If you take a 20-minute nap, it is likely to help you gain mental clarity. In other words, you're smarter. It says here, 86% of people who got to some deep sleep via usually called a power nap are able to complete a task. Meanwhile, the people who never take a nap, it's only 56%. Listen closely to your radio. Wake up.
What?
Wake up.
I'm sorry. What were we talking about?
Power naps.
What happened there?
Power naps is...
Oh, I feel refreshed.
Power naps are not a stunt. They work. I mean, I'll be honest, I rarely take a power nap. I'm busy, in the afternoon and so on. But I've noticed that at those times, if I take a 20-minute nap, and that's it, a 20-minute nap.
Just 20 minutes.
That's it. Power nap, 20 minutes, that later on I feel a lot sharper. I just feel, I don't know, better.
Hmm.
Now, I think...
I'm willing to give it a try.
Mexico or Spain, they
figure out where to get a 20-minute nap in during the
20-minute nap.
Yeah.
Mexico or Spain, whatever, they take, you know, we call them siestas. And you think, well, that's ridiculous. Why are all those people taking a nap?
Yeah, well, what's up with those
people? There you go. It says here, according to the University of Hamburg, that if you take that 20-minute nap, you are far more likely to complete a task than if you just stay awake. There you go. All right.
I am willing to give this a shot.
All right, then we have this. Now, this is from the University of Nottingham. Now, that's in England. Okay. Now, if you're a longtime listener, we hope you are. Every now and then, again, we talk about these things, and I talk about our favorite theme park, Conspiracy Theory Land. Oh,
yes.
We love Conspiracy Theory Land. It's free to get in, and when people get inside, they go wild. All right? It's just great.
It's getting a little crowded these days. Yes.
Well, what causes people to believe in conspiracy theories? And according to the University of Nottingham, it could be all about poor sleep.
Aha!
That people who have worse sleep are more apt to buy in to conspiracy theories.
Sure, that's what these people say. Who all got together with them to put together this so-called study that you're suggesting they did? Give me a break. I'm not buying this. This is all part of a grand scam to try to get us to sleep more.
I'm gonna say, how much sleep did you get last night?
I did not get much last night. It was a little bit of a rough night.
Why am I not surprised? So apparently these folks did a number of studies. This is the University of Nottingham. That's in England. All right. And so they had 540 people.
Uh-huh.
Okay. And so what they did was they kind of kept track of their sleep, like how much sleep they got. And for the 540 people, they gave them a reading to go over or a story about the big, horrible fire at Notre Dame Cathedral in Paris. Remember that? That was back in 2019. Devastating fire at a very historic site. So they gave the 540 people a story about the fire, but half the people got a factual story. In other words, it was an accident, you know, didn't mean to happen and so on. The other half of the people got a conspiracy theory version of the story.
Okay.
Okay. And then they tracked to see who believed the conspiracy theory story. By the way, folks, it was a total accident. All right, they were refurbishing the church. Something happened. A fire started. There was a lot of wood in the church. Woof, up it went.
Sure,
or part of it up
yep,
it went.
That's the story they're telling us. Yeah, yep. You're buying it, huh?
The people that didn't have as good a sleep bought into the conspiracy theory story. You're buying that?
Yes, clearly.
Well, it says the findings confirm that poor sleep quality was linked to conspiracy belief, and depression is worked in there. Increased depression helped explain why poor sleep quality is associated with conspiratorial thinking. Whew, that's a big word right there.
That's, yeah, so, way too many.
So if you don't get enough sleep, then you buy into some of this stuff.
So going back, so it was 540 people, so it was a quincentennial and 40 number of people. Wait, what?
Yeah, what do you say? I don't know. So, folks, get more sleep. All right, you need more sleep.
Yes, I do. Thank
okay.
you.
All right, let's see. Let's have some fun with our friend the Ironhead. How do you pronounce this word? I'm going to spell it for you.
Okay.
How do you pronounce this word?
Cinnamon.
Well, hold on. I got to spell the word.
Oh.
All right. The word is B-O-L-O-G-N-A.
I say it baloney.
Baloney?
That's baloney.
Okay. All right. You know that's not right.
I say you're full of baloney. What do you think about that?
Get some more sleep. Actually, what was an Oscar Mayer commercial? Remember an old Oscar Mayer commercial? B-O-L-O-G-N-A.
So they want
Remember
you to
that?
Do Bologna? Is that what they want
well,
you to do?
Or what in, are they? In what are Italy, they?
Yeah.
There is a city, and it, you pronounced it correctly. Yeah. I'm impressed yeah. for a person with no sleep.
Mm-hmm.
Bologna is in Italy.
That's a bunch of baloney.
Now, some folks would just pronounce it Bologna.
Yeah.
Now, have you ever had Lebanon?
That's supposed to be Barcelona.
No. Have you ever had Lebanon bologna?
I've had Lebanon bologna, and it's delicious.
No, Lebanon bologna. Because if you go down to Lebanon, all right, Pennsylvania, all right, they've been producing Lebanon bologna, like a sweet bologna, for, oh my gosh, well over a century. Long, long, long time. And down there, they pronounce it bologna.
Uh-huh.
All right? Not bologna. Come on, B-O-L-O-G-N-A, bologna. Where's the knee? There's no knee in there.
Oh, there's
bologna.
A knee.
Below knee. There's no knee. And I saw this story about Lebanon bologna, and I grew up primarily in York County, which is not too far from Lebanon. And, yeah, that's how we pronounced it, Lebanon bologna. Not bologna, and no, not bologna.
Oh.
Bologna's like the cheap stuff in the store. That's bologna, okay? Not bologna. And it just got me to thinking, you know, there are, do you have some words or maybe names that you pronounce it a certain way and it's like nobody else would ever pronounce it that way? You ever think about that? I was thinking about an old Bugs Bunny cartoon. All right. Oh, we love Bugs Bunny. He's great. One of his favorite, one of the best Bugs Bunny cartoons. There's a scene where Bugs Bunny is at a piano and he's about to start to play the piano and there's some sheet music on the piano. Do you know the cartoon I'm talking about? He reads the top. He says, Minute Waltz by Chopin.
That's right.
By the way, it's Minute Waltz by Chopin.
What?
Okay. Are there words out there that you can pronounce a bunch of different ways? And I started thinking about this, and you probably don't have to go too far. Like, for instance, all right, let's go with some names.
I don't really think that there are very many. Could you pass the caramel there? I want to put it on my
caramel.
Pecans.
Yeah, huh? There you go. Caramel. Caramel.
I'm just looking to put it on my pecans.
Okay, Mr. Smart Guy.
Yeah.
What is the small town outside or on the edge of State College?
Lamont.
Right below Mount Nittany.
That's Lamont.
You know, some people pronounce it Lemont.
Yes, people that are incorrect in what they want to say do pronounce it that way, but it's Lamont.
Okay. Well, some folks say it's Lemont.
Yes.
Now, who's right?
The people that say Lamont
oh,
are
okay.
right.
All
people
right.
that say Lemont are
okay.
incorrect.
All right. Now, let me go out of the county.
That's an easy one.
Let me go out of the county a little bit. All right. Now, in my old job, I had a chance to work like all of central and northern PA. So Clinton County, let's go north. All right, our signal, our FM signal, gets very well into Lock Haven, okay.
Lock Haven, you're talking about?
No, no.
I love Lock Haven.
North of Lock
Good
Haven.
Good morning, Lock Haven.
No, north of Lock Haven, there is a small town.
It's on the other side of Belafonte.
Oh, boy, don't get started there.
Huh?
Renovo. How do you pronounce that?
Renovo.
What's it?
Renovo.
Okay, that's wrong.
No, that is correct.
Now, the folks in town say it's Renova.
They do.
Not Renovo. If you say Renovo, that means you're an out-of-towner.
If you don't see baloney, then I don't see Renova.
Renova.
That's an O at the end.
They all pronounce it Renova.
It's not an A.
Now, next to Lock Haven, there's a village, small town, Castanea. How would you pronounce that? Castanea.
I pronounce that Mill Hall.
No.
No,
that's the other
the
one.
Town, huh?
The other direction. Castanea, but there are locals up there. They pronounce it Castina.
Well, that's ridiculous.
Castina. Castanea.
No, that's
Castina.
Incorrect.
All right. So you got to. It's interesting with pronunciations. If it's Bologna. Again, B-O-L-O-G-N-A. There's no below knee in there. Where's the knee? There's no knee in that word.
The same place that the ah in Renova is.
Renova, all right. And, of course, you've got Harrisburg, York, and the other city down there is
Lancaster.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Unless, of course, you're from out of town and you pronounce it Lancaster.
Yeah.
And you are immediately identified that you're an out-of-towner.
That is clear.
You
yes.
are not from around here, okay? There's probably some other names of towns and
there are some people features. That insist that over by Folesburg is Osceola.
Yes.
Instead of Osceola, which is correct.
Osceola. Okay. Actually, I never thought of that one.
Yes. No, there are, and there are some people that live, that it's like, no, you're saying it wrong. It
yeah.
It's actually Osceola.
Osceola. Yeah, that, I forgot about that
yep.
one. Yeah, that's a good one. So we're going to take a break in a moment, but, you know, later on, if you've got a favorite name that has multiple pronunciations, it's just fun to, you know, come up with that stuff. So we're going to take a break. I don't think our friends in Renova can get our FM signal, but they can get our streaming signal, by
yep.
the way. So we're going to take a break. We have our sports segment. We're going to talk about water quality, which is a really, folks, that's a serious issue. All right, and hopefully it's not becoming a serious issue. You're listening to Let's Talk on 98.7 The Fox. We're going to go get some bologna, and we will come right back.
Back with more from our studio in Ferguson Township, ladies and gentlemen.
We don't just talk sports, we live it. Sports Radio 98.7
The Fox.
Have you checked out our new website, 98.7thefox.info? When you do, be sure to scroll to the bottom, enter your email address. Then sometime soon, you'll be a 98.7 The Fox insider with our newsletter feature, thoughts from some of our hosts that you won't get on our shows, messages from sponsors, and even special deals as an insider newsletter exclusive. We'll take good care of your email address, no sharing or selling. Hope you'll join us on 98.7thefox.info and enter your email address at the bottom. Be an insider, only from 98.7 The Fox.
You've got to feed the beast. Whether your beast is a horse, pig, or cow, or a dog or cat, or even the birds, let the Center Hall Farm Store help you feed the beast. And the Center Hall Farm Store can help you get your lawn, garden, and orchard growing strong. Stop on in at 110 West Allison Street in Center Hall, or check out our website at centerhallfarmstore.com. And let us help you feed the beast.
Lezer Lumber Great Outdoor Sale, now through July 5th. Special pricing on TimberTech and Trex decking. See all our railing options, plus solar and LED lighting by RDI. The best in siding and roofing materials, as well as your summer fix-up. Fixing storm damage and new build projects. Ask about our new Best Plus plastic lumber. It's a long-lasting, affordable solution. Financing available. See all the outdoor living options at LezerLumber.com. Lezer Lumber, decks built to be legendary.
Hey, you! Why aren't you helping hang this drywall?
Because I'm the plumber.
How am I supposed to know that?
See? It's right here on my shirt.
Oh, yeah. Now I see it. It's hard to tell who works for me and who doesn't.
I had that problem, too, until I had company shirts printed. Now, it's not a problem.
That's just what I need. Where did you get your shirts printed?
Pamp. They did a great job, and now I can spot my employees right away.
Hey, Joe!
What?
Call Pamp and get those shirts printed for the crew ASAP.
For quality you can see and wear, remember PAMP for customized t-shirts, letterheads, envelopes, magnetic signs, and business cards. PAMP has a low minimum of 12 shirts for printing and no minimum on embroidered items. They don't charge art fees or setup fees. Pricing is simple and easy, and they have a quick turnaround. They're open Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. Located at 136 South Harrison Road, Pleasant Gap. For more information, call 814-359-2447.
Interest rates and inflation are out of control. Is your credit card debt also out of control? It's time to resolve your debt and take back control for a lot less than what you owe. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, then you need to call us right now. Debt Fix Pros can significantly reduce the amount you owe, and you could be debt-free faster than you think.
I knew we had to do something. Our debt was growing.
It was getting out of control, and we just didn't know what to do.
We saw an ad for Debt Fix Pros. We called, and they showed us how fast they could get us out of debt.
It really was amazing, and now we're back in control.
Call now, and we'll show you how easy it is to fix your debt. The call and consultation are free. Call Debt Fix Pros right now. Call 800-930-0388. That's 800-930-0388. 800-930-0388.
Stay big and head to your local Toro dealer, Maxwell Equipment, for the spring sales event going on now. Stop in today and get up to $1,500 off select Z-Master mowers and Grandstand, Multi-Force, Stand-Ons, plus $500 off select attachments. Visit Maxwell Equipment on Shiloh Road for more details on promotions and financing offers. Toro, count on it.
Your home for the Goon and Ironhead.
Ironhead and the Goon.
Exclusively on Sports Radio 98.7.
The Fox.
We have a Wednesday edition of Let's Talk in Play here on Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox. Jeff and Scott, we are delighted that you have tuned in for the big show today. And this is the segment where we normally take a check of sports. But today, well, no, it's a normal day. We're going to take a check of sports.
Yeah.
The Waterkamp preseason All-American teams have been announced in the sport of football. American football, that is. And three Penn State players, these would be American football players, have earned recognition. Running back Nicholas Singleton, I recognize him. And defensive tackle Zane Durant, I recognize him. They are both first-team selections. Guard Vega Ioane is a second-team selection and is actually the only Big Ten offensive lineman on the first or second team in the preseason Walter Camp All-American teams. Nittany Lions will open the highly anticipated 2025 campaign against Nevada on August 30th, or is it Nevada? That'll be August 30th at Beaver Stadium. Kickoff is scheduled for 3:30. That's p.m. Don't be showing up at midnight trying to get into the that's just going to be ridiculous. No 3:30 a.m. starts, at least not this season. Penn State head coach James Franklin will join quarterback Drew Aller, offensive lineman Nick Dawkins, and safety Zaki Wheatley in representing Penn State at the Big Ten Football Media Days, which this year will be in Las Vegas on Wednesday, July 23rd. The event will be held at the Mandalay Bay Resort and Casino.
Keep the players away from the casino.
I think we need to look at doing a little program.
Road show.
Or multiple programs out there.
There we go.
Just throwing it out there. 3 days will be the overall event, July 22nd through the 24th. The Big Ten Network will be providing coverage of the Big Ten football media days. So you have that to look forward to later this month.
I've got a thought on that, but keep going.
All right. Head coach Guy Gadowski and the Penn State men's ice hockey program announcing the hiring and return of former Penn State defenseman Vince Pedry to the coaching staff as an assistant. He joins the staff after his departure of longtime associate head coach Keith Fisher, who left to take the head coaching job at Lindenwood University back in June. Pedry was a fan favorite while playing at Hockey Valley from 2015 through 2017. He helped lead the Nittany Lions to the 2017 Big Ten Tournament Championship, and that was the first in program history. The Chicago, Illinois native has spent parts of the following four seasons after leaving Penn State with three different NHL teams, and also played in 109 American Hockey League games, registering 31 goals or 31 points on 5 goals and 26 assists before he retired from playing in 2020. Meanwhile, on the women's hockey front, head coach Jeff Campersall of Penn State announcing that Mo Bradley has been hired as an assistant. Bradley spent the past two seasons as head coach at her alma mater, Division III, UMass Boston. She led the Beacons to a 21-26-5 record over the past two seasons that included a 19-13-4 record in New England Hockey Conference play with back-to-back fourth-place finishes in the 10-team league. Last night, Javon Hernandez went 4-for-4 and reached base five times before Harrison Didgwick followed his Citi Field heroics on Monday by scoring the winning run on a wild pitch in the ninth, and the State College Spikes beat the Mahoning Valley Scrappers 7-6. Take that, Scrappers.
That's right.
Taught them a lesson or two.
Scrapple.
One day after smashing a two-run homer in the fourth to help propel the MLB Draft League squad to a 10-6 win over a team of standouts from the Cape Cod League at the home of the New York Mets, Didgwick followed Hernandez's leadoff home run in the ninth with an infield single of his own. The Spikes able to put together some good stuff in the win. The Spikes and Scrappers will wrap up that two-game mini-series at Medlar Field at Lebrano Park in a 6:35 start this evening. The game will feature some very interesting things, including the first 500 fans receiving a military salute hat giveaway, and fans will be thrilled by Tyler's amazing balancing act tonight throughout the game.
Right.
He's been on America's Got Talent and on Ripley's Believe It or Not. You'll be able to see him both this weekend, well, tonight, I guess not weekend, this week, and then next weekend he will be back at Medlar Field at Lebrano Park for the Arts Festival weekend. So Tyler's balancing act includes, he just balances all kinds of things like on his nose and forehead, including wheelbarrows, bikes, ladders. It's crazy.
Wheelbarrows?
Yeah. Okay. He is, we saw him, he's been up here before. We were there, and it is amazing to watch him perform. I'm not exactly sure how one goes about developing that skill and perfecting it to the degree that he has, but it is absolutely incredible to watch. So added incentive to get out to the ballpark tonight if you are so inclined. The Pittsburgh Pirates got another great start from Paul Skenes, but managed just one run in the game against the Cardinals last night. Of course, the only way you can win a game when you score just one run is to, shut out the other team. Hey, wait, that's what the Pirates did! They only needed the one run! Skenes threw five scoreless innings, and the bullpen backed him up. Isaac Mattson had a scoreless inning and got the victory. David Bednar picked up his 12th save of the season. Catcher Henry Davis accounted for the game's only run with a sacrifice fly in the eighth inning. The 1-0 victory snapping Pittsburgh's four-game run of wins by at least seven runs, but it's a 1-0
win.
So the winning streak goes to five games.
Amazing.
We did not know that this was even permitted.
Wow.
We did have to check the bylaws of Major League Baseball. Apparently, they don't even have a limit on the winning streaks put together, which is bizarre. The Bucks will finish up the series and the homestand this afternoon with Mitch Keller going to the mound for Pittsburgh against Sonny Gray and the Cardinals. First pitch will be at 12:35 this afternoon. We will have the game in its entirety starting at 12:10 right here on Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox, your proud home of the Pittsburgh Pirates. I kept telling you all year, man, they're going to put it together at some point. Look out for the Buccos.
Right.
I knew they were going to put it together, and now they finally have. You mocked me when I was suggesting that they would have a run like this at some point.
All right, Pinocchio, stop smacking me with your nose.
Was that not me?
Well, yeah.
The Philadelphia Phillies and the San Diego Padres did not play as scheduled last night. there was some weather, shall we say. Some rain, some thunder, some not so nice stuff to go out and play baseball in. So the two teams are now going to play not one, but two games. I like to call this a doubleheader.
Doubleheader, that's a good name.
Today. Yeah. That'll be at Citizens Bank Park, which some of you may know is in Philadelphia. First game will be at 1:05 this afternoon. Then they're going to clear the ballpark, and they'll let people back in for a 6:15 start tonight. You got to get the two gates. Mick Abel and Christopher Sanchez will be the starting pitchers for Philadelphia. The Phillies remain two games in front of the New York Mets atop the National League East. And the Pittsburgh Steelers, after making big news with the trade, now the watch is on with T.J. Watt and what the defensive end will or will not do when it comes to signing once again with the beloved Steelers. The pass rusher is not happy with his contract situation. He is going in to the final year of his deal. A couple of NFL insiders reporting yesterday that the Steelers are very intent on signing T.J. Watt. They want him to stay with the organization, but it is certainly a possibility as we sit here this morning that ultimately they're going to part ways. But again, right now the Steelers seem to be pretty intent on getting Watt back into the fold. Watt will turn 31 in October and, again, entering the final year of a four-year, $112 million contract extension that he signed back in 2021. Yeah, we'll see. It's hopefully they get something worked out. And hopefully they do that in pretty short order,
yeah.
Very helpful.
Like tomorrow or something.
Yes,
like
so it would be very helpful at this particular juncture, but we'll have to see. And I'm not going to go through it all, but Pat Kraft did yesterday put out a letter. It is at the Go PSU Sports website, gopsusports.com. It's just under the headline, a letter from Pat Kraft reflecting on 2024-25. And he goes through the many, I don't know if he lists necessarily every single accomplishment. It's a pretty comprehensive list, I will say that. And it was a pretty remarkable year for Penn State. We've talked about it here, but even aside from the current Penn State teams, athletes and coaches and their accomplishments. You had Steven Nedorosic with the terrific kind
Pommel
of stealing
horse
the show.
Guy, yeah.
Yes, pommel horse guy at the Olympics, and then a solid fourth place finish in the Dancing with the Stars competition,
well,
which
he did, yeah.
Only added to the Penn State pride. But it's a lot of neat stuff in there. If you're looking for a good read and you're a proud Penn Stater, you can check that out. It's a pretty good list of accomplishments here on the 24-25 academic year for Penn State athletics. And yep, I would dare say that as good as this past year has been, expectations are that this coming year could, maybe even should, be better. I think this hockey team has an excellent chance of winning the championship. I think both lacrosse programs are going to be right in the hunt. Obviously, wrestling's going to be right, the favorite again. Football, as high of expectations as we've seen, and even outside of Happy Valley, like others looking in are like, yeah, that's pretty much a guaranteed top five team and certainly a legitimate national title contender. Women's soccer program is just perennial contenders now. Women's hockey is getting to where it's a perennial contender now. I think both the baseball and softball programs are on the upswing and could be real factors in the Big Ten in the upcoming season. Men's gymnastics is every year in the mix. Obviously, both volleyball programs, and I'm sure I'm not listing some sports out there. Track and field has been up and coming here as well. They have some young stars on the Penn State track and field squads that, again, as some others move on from other schools, I think you're going to see Penn State start to make some noise here even at the NCAA championships over the next couple of years. So, again, if you're a Penn State fan, probably worth checking out the letter from Pat Kraft at gopsusports.com.
All right. Few notes, all tied to Penn State football. All right. Now, I mentioned, I think on Monday, I mentioned on Saturday I was at a wedding. All right. One of my nephews, one of his daughters got married down in Virginia. That was really cool. I did not go to this wedding. All right. I missed this. Former Penn State quarterback Sean Clifford got married on Saturday to his longtime girlfriend, Juliana Alessandroni. I'm not sure if I pronounced that right. They got married on Saturday. They're both Penn Staters.
Congratulations.
All right. They met, I guess, when they were freshmen here. And 6 years they've been dating, and they finally did it. They did it on Saturday. So congratulations to the happy couple. That's pretty cool stuff.
Married.
All right.
Oh, yeah. No, you're saying the getting married was... I misunderstood what you were saying.
Yeah, of course you did.
Uh-huh.
Lack of sleep.
Yeah,
okay.
Clearly.
All right, now, at the beginning, you had that Walter Camp All-American list.
That is correct.
I saw this yesterday, and Nick Singleton is a first-teamer. Okay, Nick is great. And I'm just like, okay, Catron Allen has to be listed here somewhere. Am I correct? He's not on there.
He is not.
Hello? How can that be? Now, granted, this is a national thing. Is that the reason? Well, we had one Penn State running back. We can't put two on there. For me, they're different, but they're equal. All right? Singleton and Allen. I mean, it's like, Barnum and Bailey, or it's like pick your favorite twosome from history. Laurel and Hardy.
Myers and Geezy.
It's hard to break those up.
Mm-hmm.
How is Catron Allen not? Give him an honorable mention or something. He's nowhere on the list.
He is not.
I was like, come on. Really? I'm sorry. There's something missing there. No.
It's an outrage.
It is an outrage.
We need to end Walter Camp. It no longer has any credibility.
I bet.
Forget about it.
Most people, if you ask them, who was Walter Camp, they wouldn't have a clue. He's a football coach from long, 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 long ago.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
There we go. Now, on social media, of course, I'm thinking especially ex-Twitter. I still call it Twitter. Ex-Twitter.
Yeah.
There's multiple outlets or multiple people doing this countdown to Penn State football.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Yesterday, I mean, they do this every day. Yesterday was 60 days until the start of the new season.
We're getting there, baby.
So today would be 59. And they always put, I don't know where they get this stuff, they have a clip of a great Penn State football play
mm-hmm.
from lots and lots of years.
Yeah.
Okay, I don't know where they get this stuff, but there it is. So yesterday was 60, and at least in celebration of 60, the video clip they had was Grant Haley doing the scoop and score, which was a 60-yard play back in 2016. And I saw this, I'm like, oh, yeah, I remember. I was home, and I remember jumping up and down on my sofa. I'm like, oh, my God, he's going to score, all that stuff. We all did that, right? Beaver Stadium went totally berserk. For one thing, it was right in the face of Urban Meyer. Thank you very much. All right. I'm sorry. I don't care.
So this was against Ohio State?
I don't care for that guy.
Yeah.
Man. That's just me.
All right.
And then I just started thinking, okay, and people have done this. The greatest play in Penn State football history. What was it? Probably if you search, you'll see somebody, here's the top 10 or something like that.
Yeah.
The greatest play in Penn State football history. What was it? I'm throwing it to you, Mr. Ironhead.
That would be right up there. That would be right up there for sure.
What about Todd Blackledge to Greg Garrity?
That would be up sure there. The Giftopoulos interception, of course, would be pretty hard to beat at the end of the day. Those have direct impacts on national titles, the last two we talked about. The Kirk Bowman reception to beat Nebraska was pretty doggone remarkable. And if you were in the stadium for that game, that is forever going to be a very memorable game and memorable moment. For sure. That one would be right up there, I would think, on most people's list anyway.
Any others jump out at you?
Well, I think the 95-yard run by Nicholas Singleton to beat Texas in the national championship game in that 2025 season. Oh, that hasn't happened yet.
Oh,
sorry. I'm getting ahead of myself. That'll be up near the top after this
season. We haven't gotten to that one yet.
No, I'm sorry. I was reading ahead. I withdraw that one for the moment. We can't put that on the list.
Okay. All right, now we're going to take a break in a moment.
Yeah.
We weren't planning to take calls,
but we can do it.
Let's do it.
Look at us, flying by the seat of our pants. Good morning. You're live on Let's Talk.
Here we go, Jeff. I'm going to give you my best play, okay?
All right.
How about any positive yardage play against Notre Dame?
Ah, there you go. I like every one of those. Yep, I'm on board for that.
And if we go far enough back, how about any positive yards play against Pitt?
But that works, too. Yeah, the Kenny Jackson spin move in the 81 game would be up there.
That one.
Some great games. The touchdown that beat Alabama in the Sugar Bowl. Oh, they didn't call that. They got that one wrong. If only we had instant replay, we could be talking about. Anyways, sorry.
Yeah. Well, Scott, regards to the beginning of the show about Jeff puffing up his chest and saying something at the dinner table and so on. Listen, I know Marissa, and that ain't happening.
Oh, okay.
You guys have a good day.
Pipe down over
Thanks
there.
Thanks for the call. So he just saves it for us.
Yeah.
Okay, that's perfectly fine. For me, the Grant Haley scoop and score, I'm sorry, I can't.
Pretty hard to beat
now,
that.
Grant Haley gets all the publicity. Who blocked the kick? He didn't block the kick, all right? He just scooped and scored. Who blocked the kick? See, this guy deserves as much credit as Grant Haley. Who blocked the kick? Did you forget? Actually, I'll be honest. I had to look it up. I had to jog my brain and look it up.
I know it.
Come on. Who blocked the kick? And again, if Urban Meyer would have had half a brain and called a timeout when the clock was running out on that play, Ohio State probably wins.
Yeah.
But he was, I'm going to use the word arrogant, and figured, all right, just kick the ball. We're going to beat these guys. Yeah, right, Urban. In your face.
Yeah.
Who blocked the kick? Da 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 da. Correct answer is Marcus Allen.
Yeah.
Marcus Allen blocked. Marcus gets no credit, or virtually no credit.
Yeah.
I mean, he blocks the kick, and he blocks it right there where Grant can go get it and then scoop and score.
Yeah.
So don't forget Marcus Allen. He deserves as much credit. All right. All right, we're going to take a break. We'll have a little open line time. Again, second hour, we have a guest talking about water quality. And this is, folks, this is serious stuff. I'm blowing it up a little bit, but it's something that we probably never pay attention to, and we really need to. And we have a guest from Penn State Extension coming in to talk about that. You're listening to Let's Talk on 98.7 The Fox. We're going to scoop and score, and we'll come right back after this.
We don't just talk sports, we live it. Sports Radio 98.7
The Fox.
Interest rates and inflation are out of control. Is your credit card debt also out of control? It's time to resolve your debt and take back control for a lot less than what you owe. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, then you need to call us right now. Debt Fix Pros can significantly reduce the amount you owe, and you could be debt-free faster than you think.
I knew we had to do something. Our debt was growing.
It was getting out of control, and we just didn't know what to do.
We saw an ad for Debt Fix Pros. We called, and they showed us how fast they could get us out of debt.
It really was amazing. And now we're back in control.
Call now, and we'll show you how easy it is to fix your debt. The call and consultation are free. Call Debt Fix Pros right now. Call 800-930-0388. That's 800-930-0388. 800-930-0388.
Are you looking for the best pizza in town? Look no further than Brothers Pizza in downtown Belfont. Good, fast, and did I mention really good? Brothers Pizza also delivers to the immediate area, but you can also enjoy sit-down dining with convenient on-street parking. For fast, friendly delivery, call 355-5581 or stop by at 102 North Allegheny Street in downtown Belfont. Brothers Pizza, downtown Belfont.
You've got to feed the beast. Whether your beast is a horse, pig, or cow, or a dog or cat, or even the birds, let the Center Hall Farm Store help you feed the beast. And the Center Hall Farm Store can help you get your lawn, garden, and orchard growing strong. Stop on in at 110 West Allison Street in Center Hall, or check out our website at centerhallfarmstore.com. And let us help you feed the beast.
Have you checked out our new website, 987thefox.info? When you do, be sure to scroll to the bottom, enter your email address. Then sometime soon, you'll be a 987 The Fox Insider with our newsletter feature, thoughts from some of our hosts that you won't get on our shows, messages from sponsors, and even special deals as an insider newsletter exclusive. We'll take good care of your email address, no sharing or selling. Hope you'll join us on 987thefox.info and enter your email address at the bottom. Be an insider, only from 987 The Fox.
Our military heroes deserve our thanks. Patriotic Hearts is there to assist those in need, especially in the transition back to family and civilian life. You can help by donating an unwanted car, truck, SUV, or van. Your donation supports the programs that make a difference in the lives of veterans and those actively serving our country. Call today for a fast, free pickup. Your donation will not only be greatly appreciated, but will also qualify as a tax deduction. Call 800-917-1544 to help our military heroes. Call 800-917-1544. Operators are standing by 24/7. Patriotic Hearts, helping our soldiers and veterans live a better life. Call 800-917-1544. That's 800-917-1544. Together, we can make a difference.
This is Jim Galante from the Keystone Sports Network. For the best Penn State football analysis and commentary, join me, Dustin Hawkinsmith, T. Frank Carr, Andy Shea, and Jeff Byers every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 3 p.m. right here on Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox in State College. We'll bring you game reviews, player evaluation, recruiting news, and plenty more on the Nittany Lions. That's Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 3 p.m. right here on Fox Sports 98.7 for the Keystone Kickoff Show.
98.7 The Fox. It's Let's Talk here on a Wednesday morning. Jeff and Scott with you. The phone line is available. About 8 minutes or so of open phone time here at 814-954-7266 if you wish to weigh in and opine on anything, or if you just want to let us know about something that you've attended or something coming up that you're involved in that folks can participate in, that would be fine. Of course, we have Fourth Fest coming up. My understanding is this year they're going to be doing that on July 4th.
The 4th.
So Fourth Fest, yes, this year on July 4th. Which my understanding, my calendar is showing as Friday.
Friday, yes.
No show, by the way, here,
yes,
on
no
Friday.
Show on
we'll
Friday.
Be, you know, letting Fox Sports carry the heavy
they'll
lifting
do just fine
for us on Friday. I'll be sweating myself silly, trying to see if I can jog at least the entire way. I think it's unlikely,
oh,
but that'll
right
be the attempt in the Firecracker 4K. And then I got to walk in a parade after that.
Oh, ooh,
wow. It's going to be quite a day.
Long day for you.
Good morning. You're live on Let's Talk.
Hey, guys. It's Horse from Pittsburgh.
Horse, how are you doing?
I'm glad to hear you're running again. You haven't run since that marathon relay when you stopped for a meatball during the middle of the race.
I got a meatball, and then a mile later, I got a beer. That is my kind of marathon, baby.
Wow.
Yeah, that was the best running event I've ever participated in.
Gave you reason to run. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, you have the same opportunity at this 4K. Are they going to have snacks and adult beverages?
Well, you know, if somebody out there listening would be kind enough, I would happily accept at the 3.4K mark a meatball very gladly. So they don't have that set up the way they did in Pittsburgh. But certainly, if a dear listener out there wants to provide a meatball, I will take it. And I will certainly be willing to happily accept an adult beverage at the finish line. That is provided, of course, I get to the finish line on Saturday, on Friday, which is not a given.
Come on.
Well, it's not a given in my particular case. Now, the Mad Turtle will complete it, and will complete it before I do. I have zero doubt about that. I think he would also appreciate the meatball. Let's hold off on the for the time being on the adult beverage at the finish line.
He can wait a couple years for that.
Yeah, yeah.
I like Reggie's chances better than yours, my friend.
I do too.
I know exactly how old you are because it's exactly how old I am.
Now, so dear horse, I am presuming you are calling in to. We got to start making the preparations and coordination. Horse has agreed to be our official World Series parade correspondent for the Pittsburgh Pirates this season.
Okay.
And clearly, I'm not sure the Pirates are going to lose again. This may just be, they may just run the table from here on out, right through, sweep the National League Series, go right through, sweep the World Series that we may have already seen their last loss of the season. Have you figured out exactly where on the parade route you're going to position yourself?
I think I want to be right near the fountain at Boynton State Park. That's where these things usually end up.
Yep, big celebration.
Yeah, good visuals. Like, there'll probably be some fireworks, so I'll announce those. I know you have experience announcing fireworks.
I loved my fireworks announcing experience,
right.
No doubt.
So it's an exciting time in the Berg. I mean, I think the season's going to unfold exactly how you said, but I still don't think Paul Skeens is going to get another win.
No. He's not. He and Mitch Keller will both be winless the rest of the way, while the Pirates remain undefeated the rest of the way.
Yeah, it's a ponderous time.
But, it is
truly excited about Penn State football this year, Arnett. I'm not used to being as optimistic as I am. I mean, I hate the thoughts going through my mind. Like 12-0 is what I keep coming back to. We're going to win all of them. There's no way we're losing that whiteout.
No.
Right? We're not losing the whiteout.
They are not.
Right? So, I mean, that leaves the game in Columbus, and we have a week off before. I don't know. Yep. I'm just convincing myself we're winning it. We're winning them all. We're winning it all. And unlike our dear Pirates, where I'm never really disappointed, I mean, I just know I'm setting myself up for heartbreak with this. But I don't care, because that's what I truly think and feel right now.
No,
like, I'm looking for weaknesses. I'm looking for who can beat us.
Yep, I'm right there with you.
Yeah.
So I think it is. I think it's going to be a special season.
Yep. Well, best of everything to both of you. I hope you have a great rest of the summer.
My only request at the parade, if you can get the interview with Skeens and Livy, if you can get the both of them as part of the parade coverage.
I've already sent her some 98.7 The Fox gear.
Ooh,
fantastic.
That I printed up myself off the record, but that's okay.
I have been told to cease and desist from my communications.
It's a half shirt for Libby, and she's agreed to wear it no matter how cold it is in October. So let's just see what happens.
Horace, you are doing yeoman's work, and we appreciate it.
Take care. See you, Gary. Bye-bye.
All right. Thanks for the call.
Thank you.
Oh, my gosh.
The dear horse.
Crazy Pirates fans. Okay. Not going to lose another game.
Excited for the World Series parade.
That would be
It's been a while. My understanding is like the
85-game win streak. Yeah, okay.
Here we go.
Yeah, I'm buying
five down, 80 to go.
It is, we, here in our studio up on the wall, we have the Penn State football schedule.
There it is.
We're not bright enough to, like, memorize it. It is interesting how Penn State has a bye week before the Oregon game.
Yep.
And a bye week before the Ohio State
game. That is right.
Who made this schedule?
That was me.
You did it.
Yeah.
Really?
Do you like it?
I didn't know you had that kind of clout.
Oh, it's clout that I carry.
I mean,
what
are the chances that you get two? And it's with scheduling now, two bye weeks, not one. Everybody gets two. That you get the two bye weeks again before the two biggest games of the season. How does that happen? Is that an accident?
Well, no. I worked very hard to make that occur. I'm glad you appreciate it.
I'm stunned. I've been stunned ever since I saw it. I'm like, did Pat Kraft do this on purpose? He doesn't do the scheduling, by the way. Somebody in Chicago, you know, Big Ten headquarters, Chicago, they do it.
That's in Illinois.
How does that happen?
Which some people improperly pronounce Illinois, by the way.
No, not Illinois. Illinois.
Where's the Y there, Geezy? Where do you get Illinois from? Ois? There's an S at the end. Come on, Geezy.
I'm going to head for Renova.
What a bunch of baloney.
Folks, am I the only one? I mean, the last two seasons for Penn State football, I've talked about the hype machine. And it got jacked up pretty high, and then, oops, it's even higher now. And, of course, again, Penn State is ranked number one in a bunch of preseason polls.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, the hype machine is, like, running full tilt, and that makes me nervous.
Well, like, you okay, nervous.
Hey, really? This is like, it would be interesting to do an interview with James Franklin. And just ask him, does the hype machine ever bother you? Does it ever drive you crazy? And I've got to believe the answer is, well, yeah, a little bit. We just want to go out and play football. All right? And comes
with the pack.
And it's like hype, 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 hype. And then you miss Catron Allen on the All-America team? Come on. Okay. Here I got my beef. All right, let's take a break. We're going to come back. We're going to talk about water quality, something we all should be paying attention to. All right, you're listening to Let's Talk on 98.7 The Fox with our guest. We'll come right back after this.
98.7 The Fox.
Have you checked out our new website, 98.7thefox.info? When you do, be sure to scroll to the bottom, enter your email address. Then sometime soon, you'll be a 98.7 The Fox insider with our newsletter feature, thoughts from some of our hosts that you won't get on our shows, messages from sponsors, and even special deals as an insider newsletter exclusive. We'll take good care of your email address, no sharing or selling. Hope you'll join us on 98.7thefox.info and enter your email address at the bottom. Be an insider, only from 98.7 The Fox.
Hey, how you doing? Welcome to XYZ Printing.
My son's soccer team is looking for new jerseys.
Well, I can do that.
Something in green with white lettering.
No problem at all. Right here in this box.
Those are white shirts.
Not for long.
Just because someone says they make custom t-shirts doesn't mean they're from Panth.
What's the name of Yun's team up there?
The Tigers.
Is that with one G or two?
For quality you can see and wear, remember PAMP for customized t-shirts, letterheads, envelopes, magnetic signs, and business cards. PAMP has a low minimum of 12 shirts for printing and no minimum on embroidered items. They don't charge art fees or setup fees. Pricing is simple and easy, and they have a quick turnaround. They're open Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. Located at 136 South Harrison Road, Pleasant Gap. For more information, call 814-359-2447.
Save big and head to your local Toro dealer, Maxwell Equipment, for the spring sales event going on now. Stop in today and get up to $1,500 off select Z-Master mowers and Grandstand, Multi-Force, Stand-Ons, plus $500 off select attachments. Visit Maxwell Equipment on Shiloh Road for more details on promotions and financing offers. Toro, count on it.
Sports fans flock to the We Are Inn in Phillipsburg for fun, great food and drink, and to cheer on the Nittany Lions. Now, coming to State College soon, visit the new Happy Valley Live by the We Are Inn next to the Hampton Inn, the former Damon's Restaurant. Happy Valley Live will become your go-to spot for sport, great Italian and American cuisine, the best bar in town, special rooms for parties and meetings. It's a Penn State fan's dream, just down the street from Beaver Stadium and the Jordan Center, and they're hiring. The countdown is on. The new Happy Valley Live is coming soon.
You've got to feed the beast. Whether your beast is a horse, pig, or cow, or a dog or cat, or even the birds, let the Center Hall Farm Store help you feed the beast. And the Center Hall Farm Store can help you get your lawn, garden, and orchard growing strong. Stop on in at 110 West Allison Street in Center Hall, or check out our website at centerhallfarmstore.com. And let us help you feed the beast.
Your sports radio.
Broadcasting live, loud and proud from Central PA Sports Authority. Woo-hoo! WFXS America.
98.7 Let's Talk here on a Wednesday morning. Jeff and Scott with you. We will have a little open phone time coming up at the end of today's big show.
All right. So we asked the question last hour, kind of setting this thing up. Folks, how's your water? All right. No matter where you live, if you have what I call city water, all right, you're in a municipal system, or if you have a well, like you live primarily like in a rural area, how's your water? Do you have any idea how your water is? I think a lot of people's probably the answer is no. And sadly, I'd be one of those, okay? I really don't know what's in my water. I haven't tested it in a long time. So I'm on the Penn State email list, and I see this story a couple of weeks ago about some recent testing involving private wells across Pennsylvania and stuff found in the water. I'm like, uh-oh, this is one I want to pay attention to. So we reached out to our friends with the College of Agriculture, and we want to welcome to our show Faith Kabuyi, who is with Penn State Ag Extension. Faith, first off, good morning. Thanks for coming over today.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
You're welcome.
All right. First off, if we could, we always like to ask our guests something about themselves. So let's start. If you would tell us something about yourself, like where you're from and so on. What do you do for Penn State Ag Extension? Tell us about you.
Yeah, absolutely. So I am an extension water resources specialist, and so I mostly work with members of the community addressing some of the water quality challenges ranging from drinking water. I also do some works with ponds and lakes, and some some stuff with private septic systems. So we educate people on how to maintain this infrastructure to better take care of themselves, but also to, in some ways, improve the quality of their lives. So originally I am from Kenya, but right now I am based here in State College area, and I'm happy to be here and learn about the water quality issues over here, and in some ways see how I can participate and contribute.
I have two follow-up questions there. One is, how did you end up at Penn State? How did you end up in our area? What drew you here?
Yeah, so I actually went to grad school here at Penn State in the College of Ag Sciences, Ag and Bioengineering Department. I studied biorenewable systems, and I had the privilege of working with my advisor still right now, Dr. Heather Presendance, who is also who was the PI on the project that we are here to talk about today.
And then how do you get into, I'm always just fascinated by, how do you get into this study of discipline? Like, were you always interested in just water supplies, just interested in science, and eventually you kind of matriculated this way? Just how did you end up in this specific field?
Yeah, that's an interesting question. I ask myself that every so often. It seems like the bottom line is that it appears I was constantly interested in the environmental field. So as an undergraduate student, I studied environmental health science. I had a very good opportunity as an undergraduate student to get introduced into research. So my undergraduate was in Benedict College in Columbia, South Carolina.
Okay.
And my advisor then was doing some research on water quality and water treatment. And he approached me and said, "Hey, would you like to do some research in my lab?" I had never, ever understood what research was, but that is kind of the initial interaction with water quality research that got me interested in studying and understanding what's going on and how to solve the water quality issues that different communities are facing.
Now, you're with Ag Extension, and we know that there's an Ag Extension office in every county in Pennsylvania. Do you travel a lot, or do you just primarily work here?
So, a little bit of both. So, with the Water Resources team, we work with a wonderful group of educators who are locally based in each county. And so, in some cases, we need to travel to come together, depending on different programs that we have going on. In other cases, though, whatever we develop here on campus is transferred back to the educators who are local and work intimately with members of their community. So it's a very cohesive effort.
All right. Now, the reason I saw this is, again, I saw this story from a couple of weeks ago that Penn State Extension did a novel 3-year citizen science study. That's a lot of words, about water quality with private wells, okay? So let's start just with the basic question. What was this study? What were you trying to find?
Yeah, Pennsylvania is one of the states that have a lot of people depending on private water systems. And those include private wells, some include springs, and some people also use cisterns. And so in this study, it was a two-part study, and the PI for those grants that facilitated the study was also Dr. Heather President. So I was just a co-PI on the last part of the project. The goal for that study was to understand the occurrence of PFAS, or per- and fluoroalkyl substances, in private water systems. So PFAS is something that is becoming of concern right now, and there's a lot of monitoring in public water systems to try and understand what the levels are and how those utilities can improve their treatments to protect health and safety of their customers. Private water systems, on the other hand, it is a voluntary responsibility of the homeowner or the well owner or the user to make sure that water is protected from contamination, it's tested and treated. It can be a lot of responsibility on a regular person. And so the project was trying to understand, because they're understudied, was trying to fill that gap, to monitor them and provide an opportunity to educate people in some cases on how they can better improve the water quality, the quality of their water, to protect their health.
Now, you mentioned the chemicals. They have fancy names.
They're usually
just called forever chemicals. All right. Now, Faith, why that name? Forever chemicals makes me a little nervous.
Me too.
All right. Why is it forever? What is that exactly?
I don't know the history of how they came up with the word forever chemicals, but this is my understanding of what could be going on. So PFAS in general are very stable chemicals. They are chemicals that have very strong bonds between carbon and fluorine atoms, and they have very unique properties. They're used for different reasons. They could be used to allow a product to be water repellent, stain repellent, to be able to persist under high temperatures or resist that degradation from temperature fluctuations. So this, for it to get these properties, the chemical has to be strong, and also allow it to, for us to use it in those different scenarios. The other side of it is that this bond formed between the molecules and the atoms to make the chemicals are also very durable and stable, so they take a very long time in the environment to degrade. So we like them to be strong and durable when we use them, but then at the flip side of it is that once we are done using them, they persist longer in the environment. So that name, forever chemicals, perhaps was coined from the nature of those chemicals once they are released into the environment, where they might be existing for a long periods of time due to low degradation rates in the environment.
Faith, I can tell you're a scientist. That was a very great explanation there. All right, the obvious question, how did these chemicals, which are not, I guess, natural, get into drinking water? How did the connection get made there? Or how does it get made there?
Yeah, so because we use these PFAS in a wide variety of products, they have a variety, equally large variety of pathways that they can inadvertently or unintentionally get into water systems. That could be during manufacturing, so perhaps discharges from manufacturing industries. It could also happen during normal wear and tear when we're using some of these products. In other cases, it could be when we are done using them and we are disposing them. So those are some pathways. Another common pathway is through wastewater. So as we're using these products, they are being introduced in our domestic wastewater that's leaving our homes. So they typically end up going to wastewater treatment plants where they're treated, and they're very persistent in the environment, so they can resist the treatment process, degradation process during treatment in wastewater treatment plants. And that could lead to their presence in treated wastewater, or the biosolids, which is the leftover solids that are being treated after wastewater treatment. So depending on how these byproducts are used, they might end up into the environment. Other cases, common uses have been in the past, the aqueous film forming firefighting foam that have been used for their strong ability to put off high fuel fires in airports or military training stations. So those have been some hotspot sites in some cases. If those products were used in the past around there, those are some cases where they might have contaminated surrounding water resources in the environment.
All right. Yeah. Now, what I call city water, municipal water, all right, what you were just sort of talking about, those facilities, wastewater facilities and so on, absolutely get rid of all the forever chemicals before it would come to my house? Without doubt, those big, usually big, giant round ponds or whatever they are, they absolutely get rid of all the bad stuff before the water goes to a house, or maybe not.
So, it's a very complicated answer for that one. So right now, PFAS are just starting to come more into the radar right now, because there's people. Even utilities are getting more aware that perhaps they are present in their drinking water sources. And so the US EPA, because of the frequent detection happening right now and the concern about human health, they just recently passed final maximum contaminant levels for six PFAS compounds in drinking water. This will go in effect right now in 2031, so utilities are being given a chance to improve their systems so that they can effectively remove PFAS if they're present in their source waters. And so by that time, the utilities will be required to meet those drinking water standards. Right now, Pennsylvania in 2023 also passed their statewide maximum contaminant levels, which was a good thing. It's one of the few states that have done that. And so right now, utilities in Pennsylvania are required to meet those Pennsylvania maximum contaminant levels for two PFAS compounds that are very commonly detected. And so there are different treatment options that utilities can use, and some of those are using granular activated carbon systems that can remove the PFAS and other cases they might use reverse osmosis systems or ion exchange systems. So it will just depend on what the utility is capable of. They vary in cost, of course, and also a bunch of other factors, but utilities will react accordingly to manage that.
Is there, obviously, if they're there, we want to be treating them, and you just touched on the mm-hmm. methods that we use to do that. Is there a way that we're aware of to just keep, I mean, ideally, you just like to not have to deal with them. Uh-huh. Is there a way to keep these forever chemicals, the PFAS, out of the water supply to begin with, moving forward? And we'll mention we can't take calls. We apologize. No, we just don't have.
Go ahead.
Our setup is not set up for that. So
yeah.
Go ahead.
So of course, in the past, before this was known as a problem, every system was operating based on existing guidelines back then, and so right now, as communities and governments and regulatory are becoming more aware about the issue, they're also reacting accordingly. So there are some guidelines that perhaps will come into place to help limit the potential introduction of these PFAS compounds into the environment. And so those will take different structures, but one of those would be first in the drinking water side, the utilities ensuring that the water getting to you is clean. And then in other cases, there are cases where they've found contamination, they're trying to work and figure out the source of contamination and manage it, but perhaps working with the person responsible to help provide services to clean the systems.
All right, now, Faith, this study that you folks did, which was, I guess, a statewide study,
right.
What caught my eye here, and I'm quoting here from a release, it said of all the wells that were tested, and it was 167 of those, 65% had something in the water, these PFAS, and 18% of them hit or exceeded maximum levels. Now, when I saw that, I thought, oh, my gosh, that's bad. Is that bad? I mean, maybe I'm exaggerating a little bit. Is that really bad?
So, in general, though, PFAS are very prevalent in the environment just because it's reflecting how commonly we are using them in our day-to-day activities. So low detections are very common in different matrices, whether it's water, soil, et cetera. And so it's not as surprising that there's a frequent detections of PFAS, but really for us it felt like a good news because we did not know what we were going to find. Good news that not many wells were exceeding that maximum contaminant level, which is the safety threshold right now. And so, in a nutshell, it's not as surprising that we are detecting PFAS in drinking water sources. Other studies at a national level have also found PFAS in different surface water and groundwater sources, just as a reflection of how frequently used they are in our societies.
Is there, like with bacteria, a lot of times it's mm-hmm. like, hey, you got to boil your water.
Yeah.
I'm guessing boiling water is not going to help this, or does it help? Instinctively, I'm thinking making the chemicals hot isn't necessarily going to be a good thing. But
it's a good question. So bacteria, indeed, boiling helps, but when it comes to dissolved chemicals like this, boiling might not necessarily help. But there are things that homeowners can do. For example, people who had those detections above the safety thresholds, the same treatment technologies that are available that utilities can use are also available at a point of use. So point of use would be a treatment where you install at a sink or a place where you're using that water most frequently. And then in other cases, they can also be installed as a point of entry. So that's water that is treating, a system that is treating all the water coming into the home. So the same technologies are available that homeowners can implement in cases where they feel the levels are, of concern. So when we talk to our participants about these results. We try to educate that, yes, it's very concerning. It's a hot topic. Finding it in your water can be disturbing, but there are things that people can do, and some of those is manage it at the water source where you're using that water.
All right, let's take a break here. All right, our guest is Faith Kabuyi, who is with Penn State Ag Extension, talking about a recent study about private wells for water. But really, folks, this is something we all need to be paying attention to, I think. We've got some more questions for Faith, but we're going to take a break here. You're listening to Let's Talk on 98.7 The Fox, and we will come right back.
Your home for the Goon and Ironhead.
Ironhead and the Goon.
Exclusively on Sports Radio 98.7.
The Fox.
Interest rates and inflation are out of control. Is your credit card debt also out of control? It's time to resolve your debt and take back control for a lot less than what you owe. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, then you need to call us right now. Debt Fix Pros can significantly reduce the amount you owe, and you could be debt-free faster than you think.
I knew we had to do something. Our debt was growing.
It was getting out of control, and we just didn't know what to do.
We saw an ad for Debt Fix Pros. We called, and they showed us how fast they could get us out of debt.
It really was amazing, and now we're back in control.
Call now, and we'll show you how easy it is to fix your debt. The call and consultation are free. Call Debt Fix Pros right now. Call 800-930-0388. That's 800-930-0388. 800-930-0388. Our military heroes deserve our thanks. Patriotic Hearts is there to assist those in need, especially in the transition back to family and civilian life. You can help by donating an unwanted car, truck, SUV, or van. Your donation supports the programs that make a difference in the lives of veterans and those actively serving our country. Call today for a fast, free pickup. Your donation will not only be greatly appreciated, but will also qualify as a tax deduction. Call 800-917-1544 to help our military heroes. Call 800-917-1544. Operators are standing by 24/7. Patriotic Hearts, helping our soldiers and veterans live a better life. Call 800-917-1544. That's 800-917-1544. Together, we can make a difference.
Are you looking for the best pizza in town? Look no further than Brothers Pizza in downtown Belfont. Good, fast, and did I mention really good? Brothers Pizza also delivers to the immediate area, but you can also enjoy sit-down dining with convenient on-street parking. For fast, friendly delivery, call 355-5581 or stop by at 102 North Allegheny Street in downtown Belfont. Brothers Pizza, downtown Belfont.
Have you checked out our new website, 987thefox.info? When you do, be sure to scroll to the bottom, enter your email address. Then sometime soon, you'll be a 987 The Fox insider with our newsletter feature, thoughts from some of our hosts that you won't get on our shows, messages from sponsors, and even special deals as an insider newsletter exclusive. We'll take good care of your email address, no sharing or selling. Hope you'll join us on 987thefox.info and enter your email address at the bottom. Be an insider, only from 987 The Fox.
Interest rates and inflation are out of control. Is your credit card debt also out of control? It's time to resolve your debt and take back control for a lot less than what you owe. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, then you need to call us right now. Debt Fix Pros can significantly reduce the amount you owe, and you could be debt-free faster than you think.
I knew we had to do something. Our debt was growing.
It was getting out of control, and we just didn't know what to do.
We saw an ad for Debt Fix Pros. We called, and they showed us how fast they could get us out of debt.
It really was amazing, and now we're back in control.
Call now, and we'll show you how easy it is to fix your debt. The call and consultation are free. Call Debt Fix Pros right now. Call 800-930-0388. That's 800-930-0388. 800-930-0388.
Save big and head to your local Toro dealer, Maxwell Equipment, for the spring sales event going on now. Stop in today and get up to $1,500 off select Z-Master mowers and Grandstand, Multi-Force, Stand-Ons, plus $500 off select attachments. Visit Maxwell Equipment on Shiloh Road for more details on promotions and financing offers. Toro, count on it.
Your home for the Goon and Ironhead.
Ironhead and the Goon.
Exclusively on Sports Radio 98.7.
The Fox.
It is a Wednesday edition of Let's Talk here on Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox. Jeff and Scott with you again. A little open phone time coming up at the end of this morning's big show.
All right, talking about water quality, here, especially here in Pennsylvania. And our guest, again, is Faith Kabuyev from Penn State Ag Extension. Now, Faith, by chance, I suppose, you folks are doing a webinar today, this afternoon at 1 o'clock, talking about private well systems and these chemicals that are out there. Faith, do you have any idea? If we were on a computer program, I'd click a link and I'd go there. I keep clicking this piece of paper and it won't go anywhere, all right? How can people find this webinar? Because I'm assuming people can still sign up for this.
Yeah,
right?
People can still sign up. And you could find it by searching on the Penn State Extension website. So the title for that webinar is PFAS in Private Wells and Key Influencing Factors. So if you search that, it will lead you to on the Penn State Extension site where to register. And I think you can register all the way until, I think, 1 minute to the webinar.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, folks, do a web search for the Penn State Ag Extension website and then look for the link for this webinar. It's free this afternoon. It starts at 1 o'clock. So if you have concerns, that would be a good thing to do. Now, Faith, the study that you folks did, I guess it was statewide. Are the problems statewide, or is it more prevalent maybe in certain places in Pennsylvania?
Yeah, so in general, there were detections across the state. There were some areas where we found more detections of PFAS than others, but that was also based on the analysis that the lead author did on the paper that we'll be talking about, as a result of surrounding activities near the in some of the regions. So in general, we were finding that some areas that had more developed land uses, so these are for example, the southeastern parts of the states seemed to have more frequent detections of the PFAS, and that could be because perhaps there is a higher density of potential PFAS sources around there. That doesn't mean that all developed areas have the issue. Indeed, other areas could similarly have issues, as long as, especially if they are near some potential PFAS contamination source.
Now, do I assume of all these wells that were tested, at least a couple were here, like close by here someplace?
Yeah.
What were the results there? Do you know?
Oh, no, I don't know offhand. I would have to pick up. But there were a majority of the state, the counties were tested. So I think the monitoring on private wells tested about 47 counties. We did not have all counties participate, but this was also just because we were recruiting participants as part of the Master Well Owner Network program. So that's a volunteer group network that is trained by Penn State Extension on how to care for and maintain private water systems. Hmm. We like working with our volunteers, and they also end up spreading that education back to their immediate communities. So they reach more people, they help reach more people than we really can. So the group, so we were recruiting people from that volunteer group. So we have, in some cases, don't have as much volunteers in some counties, but the Pennsylvania DEP monitoring data that was also included in that study monitored a lot more counties within the state.
Now, I'm going to assume, Faith, maybe not. You folks did this study. You got the results. Again, it was, 18% were over the maximum level of stuff in the water. Did those folks get notified? Like, hey, you got a problem here.
Yeah. So when we recruited people to participate in the study, we sent them test kits, instructions on how to test, collect sample, bring it back to us. But in addition to that, they get a report that will be sent to them. So because this was a funded study, it was a free monitoring for them. It was just perhaps their time to participate and collect sample. We provide them results that details what we found, and because it's an emerging topic, we try to offer opportunities for the participant to understand what those results mean. So we send them a report, but we also did a webinar to provide an opportunity for the participants to ask questions, but they were also offered an opportunity to ask questions one-on-one via a phone call to explain what was there, how they can take care of that issue, and ask any other questions. So, yeah.
All right. Now, for this 18%, mm-hmm. it sounds like they've got a problem. I mean, what do you do? They got to change something, I assume. What do those homeowners do if they have an excessive level of this stuff in their water?
Yeah. So, for those that had high levels, but we were recommending that they look into some treatments that we talked about earlier. So some of those could be either a point of use treatment or a point of entry treatment, depending on what type of levels they had. But the levels we were finding were not, even though they were above the maximum contaminant level, we've seen other areas that have had extremely high concentrations. So we were relieved in some way that we did not have alarming levels that would be challenging to manage.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I mean, do you run out and buy a filter? I mean, what do you do?
Yeah, so you can purchase some of the water treatment systems. Those are available for purchase, and some of them are marketed because they've tried their performance on removing some of these forever chemicals. And so when people are purchasing those treatment devices, whether it's reverse osmosis, granular activated carbon filters, or ion exchange systems, we encourage them to look for systems that are certified. So the National Sanitation Foundation certified, so NSF certification for P4 or PFOS, or Water Quality Association certification. So that will tell you at least it's been tested by a third party and verified that it can help remove some of these emerging contaminants.
Does it depend what the contaminants are as to which, are they all basically equally effective, or is there one that the iron would work better, or osmosis would work better with this one, or are they all generally effective against the PFAS?
That's an excellent question. In general, they're equally effective. So the granular activated carbon is effective, and it's just a matter of how it's going to be installed in the home. For example, reverse osmosis is more feasibly installed at a point of use system rather than a point of entry, just because it might be very expensive to install it to treat all the water coming in, since it's a high pressure membrane filtration. But in granular activated carbon systems, since it's a filter medium, it can be installed as a point of entry. But there are other granular activated systems, too, that can be used even in a Brita filter, for example. That is just a carbon filter that helps with some of this, removing some of the contaminants.
We're talking about drinking water.
Yeah.
Are the PFAS a concern, like with shower water, bath water?
Yeah. There was a study that done, I think, by the CDC, and they were finding, they reported that they do not think that skin contact is of concern, just because it seems like drinking water and other sources that perhaps we could be exposed to, maybe through food or even in some cases perhaps inhalation of contaminated particles, could be of more concern than skin dermal contact.
Gotcha. Yeah. Faith, there are some people today arguing about fluoride. in water. Mm-hmm. I don't. Do you folks study that? Is there a concern about fluoride in water? Some people have no problem. Some people want it out of the water. I don't want that in there. And this would primarily be, again, what I call city water. Mm-hmm. All right. I don't. Do you have an answer for this one? Fluoride, bad, good, anything?
I do not. But it seems like it's a controversial topic, regardless of which direction. So some people don't care for it. Some care for it. Personally, I think it's a good thing for teeth, but I guess there are some communities that might be more concerned about its addition in water, but I don't have any good preference or strong inclination either way.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Now, we were talking about filters. Now, again, Scott, I'm the guy in the rural area. I've got a private well, all right? In my refrigerator, I have a filter. And if I want to get water, I usually get it out of the fridge or ice cubes and stuff like that. Is that little, and the filter's not very big. It's about, I'm holding up a pair of glasses here. It's about that big. Will that get rid of the forever chemicals, that little thing in my fridge?
So for all the treatments, it typically comes down to how well you maintain it. So if regardless of how good a system you have installed, if you're not maintaining it the way it's supposed to, it ends up not doing what it was intended to do. So as long as that one is being maintained, it might also depend on how much is coming in, since it might be a small medium, how much PFAS you have coming into that source water prior to treatment. But they can remove some of the low concentrations of PFAS. But all in all, they need to be taken care of well. So we try to point that out because it's very easy to forget to maintain some of the systems that we install.
Maintenance, always important with everything.
Always about
it's so easy to let it go.
Yeah.
If folks are listening now and they're like, well, I have a private well, I wasn't part of this study, mm-hmm. man, that's a bummer. Like, they should get it tested, yes, and do you know how that you go about getting water tested for PFAS in particular?
Yeah, so the Pennsylvania DEP provides some certification to laboratories for PFAS testing in water. So I believe right now there are about five or six commercial labs that are distributed across the state that actually work with homeowners by providing kits and sampling instructions on how to collect samples and send results back to all. But it will be at a fee that perhaps range from $200 to maybe even $400. It will depend on what you're testing for, how the medium, because you could be testing for other medium, and they tend to use common methodologies to analyze for these PFAS. So with regards to should people test, we often say if people are located to potential PFAS sources and they are concerned about their private water system, then perhaps it's okay to know what is in the water, right? The only way to know would be by conducting a test.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'll be honest, Faith, I can't remember the last time I tested my water.
We need to get you one.
I need to get one. I think I do. Now, here's a follow-up question, all right? Mm-hmm. We've had a very wet spring. We've had a lot of rainfall. We're significantly above normal in rainfall. Mm-hmm. The other day I had to go downstate, and I crossed the Susquehanna River over a bridge. The Susquehanna was extremely brown. I mean, it was brown. I'm thinking, I wouldn't want to be a fish in that water. Holy moly. Should we be concerned about excessive rainfall? Does that do something about underground water quality? Or doesn't that really matter?
So anything that's happening on the surface, really directly or indirectly, will impact groundwater quality. So in some cases, as that rainfall is passing in, some of the water will infiltrate and make its way to our underlying aquifers. And so if that water is transporting any type of surface pollution. In some cases, the soil might do a good job filtering some of those, but in other cases, they might end up contaminating groundwater sources. And so for private well owners, we often encourage people to take care of their well. The wellhead area, so we recommend 100-foot radius, minimum radius for our wellhead protection zone. So any activity there can impact water quality. So we try to teach people to really be cognizant of what's going on there. But apart from that, it's the construction features. For example, having a sanitary well cap that tightly holds onto the casing, seals it properly, can prevent direct entry of surface runoff or water if it rains too much, that the wellhead casing is covered, making sure your casing is at least a minimum of 12 inches above the ground to prevent the chances that it can be covered with water. Of course, in some cases, the rain might be so much that it might be covered, but at least doing something in your part to prevent that potential contamination. And inspecting the well, making sure there's no cracks on the casing, so those could prevent direct entry, but in reality, though, surface water, as it's raining, it will infiltrate and at some point will make its way to groundwater, but it might be slow, but it will get there.
All right, note to Scott, go home and check the wellhead today. I probably haven't done that in a long time either. Shame on me. Well, Faith, we appreciate you coming in today. Yeah. That's some really good information. And again, you folks are doing this live webinar online. It's today at 1 o'clock. Go online, search for the Penn State Ag Extension website.
Yes.
And there should be a link there for this free webinar today. Just register in advance or, like you said, maybe 5 minutes before it starts, I guess. That's good enough. Folks, probably register in advance. That'd be a good idea. Especially if you have a private well, that might be something you want to check out today.
That'd
be a good idea.
But we'll be talking about some of the factors that might influence the occurrence of PFAS in private water systems and in some things homeowners can do to protect their water.
All right. Well, Faith, again, thanks for coming in today.
Thank you.
It was nice to meet you.
And
that was some good information there. All right, we're going to take a break. We'll come back. We'll have one more segment. If you want to chime in on that, you can certainly do it, or other things. You're listening to Let's Talk on 98.7 The Fox. We'll come right back.
We don't just talk sports. We live it. Sports Radio 98.7
The Fox.
Have you checked out our new website, 98.7thefox.info? When you do, be sure to scroll to the bottom, enter your email address. Then sometime soon, you'll be a 98.7 The Fox insider with our newsletter feature, thoughts from some of our hosts that you won't get on our shows, messages from sponsors, and even special deals as an insider newsletter exclusive. We'll take good care of your email address, no sharing or selling. Hope you'll join us on 98.7thefox.info and enter your email address at the bottom. Be an insider, only from 98.7 The Fox.
Lezer Lumber Great Outdoor Sale now through July 5th. Special pricing on TimberTech and Trex decking. See all our railing options plus solar and LED lighting by RDI. The best in siding and roofing materials as well as your summer fix-up. Fixing storm damage and new build projects. Ask about our new Best Plus plastic lumber. It's a long-lasting, affordable solution. Financing available. See all the outdoor living options at LezerLumber.com. Lezer Lumber. Decks built to be legendary.
Are you looking for the best pizza in town? Look no further than Brothers Pizza in downtown Bellefonte. Good, fast, and did I mention really good? Brothers Pizza also delivers to the immediate area, but you can also enjoy sit-down dining with convenient on-street parking. For fast, friendly delivery, call 355-5581 or stop by at 102 North Allegheny Street in downtown Bellefonte. Brothers Pizza, downtown Bellefonte.
Are you paying too much for your health insurance? Are your deductibles too high? Or are you completely uninsured? If you answered yes to any of these questions, Healthcare Help Desk can help you now when people need help the most. Health insurance laws and rules have changed. If you have Obamacare, are uninsured, or your premiums are too high, call Healthcare Help Desk. It's free. New healthcare plans are available, and you may qualify for dental coverage and lower copays and deductibles. Make the free call now. Top quality coverage at the lowest prices anywhere. You may be paying too much and not even know it. In these troubled times, healthcare is more important than ever. Don't let another day go by without health insurance. Policies are being offered with very low copays and deductibles. So if you're uninsured, underinsured, or paying too much, call Healthcare Help Desk.
800-930-2263. 800-930-2263. 800-930-2263.
Have you checked out our new website, 987thefox.info? When you do, be sure to scroll to the bottom, enter your email address. Then sometime soon, you'll be a 987 The Fox insider with our newsletter feature, thoughts from some of our hosts that you won't get on our shows, messages from sponsors, and even special deals as an insider newsletter exclusive. We'll take good care of your email address, no sharing or selling. Hope you'll join us on 987thefox.info and enter your email address at the bottom. Be an insider, only from 987 The Fox.
Save big and head to your local Toro dealer, Maxwell Equipment, for the spring sales event going on now. Stop in today and get up to $1,500 off select Z-Master mowers and Grandstand, Multi-Force, Stand-Ons, plus $500 off select attachments. Visit Maxwell Equipment on Shiloh Road for more details on promotions and financing offers. Toro, count on it.
Let's talk open phone time for the rest of the program at 814-954-7266. As if we don't have enough to worry about. Yes. Over in Australia, they had a snake on a plane. This isn't a movie.
Not a movie.
No Samuel L. Jackson involved. It turns out it was just a harmless little green tree snake, but folks didn't know that at the time. Thought that the 2-foot snake could be venomous, and it delayed a flight over in Australia by some 2 hours.
Oh, jeez.
That would be aggravating.
What, till they caught the snake?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, yes, because they had to call in, you know, a snake expert, snake wrangler. And the wrangler even said he wasn't sure whether it was up in a dark compartment, and they're like, yeah, we don't know. And he took every precaution, and then he's like, oh no, it's just a green tree snake, we're fine. Everybody can carry on. But snake on a plane,
how,
over in Australia.
The obvious question, how did the snake get on the plane?
Slithered on.
Okay, how?
Crawled on his belly. I don't
know. How?
I don't
how does
know.
That happen? Now, I never saw...
The snake has not been talking. He is...
Incommunicado.
Okay, invoking his Fifth Amendment rights.
Now, I never saw that movie with Samuel L. Jackson, but somebody puts the snakes on a plane, right? It was a setup. Not enough.
You know, I never actually saw the movie either. And very importantly, today is National Eat Your Beans Day.
Oh, boy.
And open the windows, would you? Come on.
I was about to say.
It is National Fried Clam Day as well.
Ooh.
Open the windows a little wider if we're doing the clams and the beans,
okay.
Kids.
Oh,
and it's National Chocolate Wafer Day. It is also National Compliment Your Mirror Day. Well, I do that every day.
Whoa. Compliment your mirror?
That's right. Compliment your mirror.
So, like, mirror, mirror on the wall?
Yeah, well, the mirrors
really
go
great.
Through a lot of work. They're having to put up, look at what they have to put up with.
Well, from you.
And so, this is just a day where recognize all that your mirror is putting up with, and they ask you to take a moment to compliment your mirror, i.e. yourself, before going and taking on the rest of the day.
I thought it was just
whatever part of the day you check.
Complimenting
mirror,
your mirror. Like
in.
The mirror.
Well,
the
mirror. I mean, it is the mirror that you're complimenting, but by virtue.
So the mirror is like, clean me.
Yes.
Okay.
It is also National Wildland Firefighter Day, and it is National Aniseed Day. We recognize the liqueur derived from aniseed from the anise herb, or herb.
What? Whatever you just
it's
said.
It's Lamont. It gives anisette its licorice or licorice.
Licorice.
Or fennel flavor. See? There's all kinds of words out there.
Amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Again, who comes up with
National
this?
National Anisette Day.
Whoever
Enjoy.
Comes up
Cheers
with this stuff.
To one and all.
That's insane. Mm-hmm. All right. Yeah, where was I the other day? I was driving and I was behind a truck, a very dirty truck. And, of course, someone took the time somewhere to put wash me on the back of the truck. Thinking, hey, pal, you're driving the truck. Have you seen around back? All right. You might want to give that thing a car wash. Holy moly. Let's mention very quick tomorrow we have an education guest. All right. We're just talking about troubles with water. Tomorrow, I guess we'll probably talk about troubles with education, and especially K-12 education. Jill Barshe, we've had her on the show before from the Hechinger Report. So we have lots of questions about what's going on with schools today. And it's midsummer, so we figured good time to talk to her.
There
right?
you go.
Because once the school year starts, she gets to be, she covers education, so she gets really, really busy. So we're going to have Jill on the show tomorrow. So there's tomorrow's show. The big, beautiful bill passed the Senate barely.
Ta-da!
Barely.
It took J.D. Vance.
The vice president had to step in to do the deciding vote.
Stepping
which,
up.
Not a surprise, really.
I was shocked.
All right. No, you weren't. Stop that. Now it goes back to the House, and, of course, the arguing continues. And we don't have enough time here, do we? We've only got about 2 or 3 minutes.
Yep.
Just some of the claims that some people are making about
yes.
this thing. They're two. How do I put this? They're two-dimensional claims for a three-dimensional problem. In other words, it's like, well, if these things happen and nothing else changes, okay, there could be some trouble. Folks, that never happens. All right? If you get a
yes.
new law and it starts, then all sorts of different things start to happen. This idea that it's going to be crushing and so on. I'm going to hold this. I've got a quote here from our lieutenant governor who put something out on X yesterday. Oh, what the heck. I'll read it.
All right.
This is Austin Davis. I'd love to have the lieutenant governor on the show sometime. That'd be great. I'll probably disagree with him on a few things, though. He puts a thing out on X yesterday. He says, now, Mr. Davis is a Democrat, okay? He says, thousands of Pennsylvanians will lose health care. Children will go hungry. Rural hospitals will close. Clean energy is gutted. There's that word again. And high-quality education is at risk. All to provide tax breaks for billionaires and create a massive financial burden for the entire country. Okay. Now, who would vote in favor of all that? Come on, think about it. Who would vote in favor of all that? Nobody would. Unless, of course, other things happen to make up for various things. And there's the line, I'm turning it into a cliche, because some of you believe this. Only the government can solve problems. And you believe that. Only the government can solve problems. I would like some media outlet out there, or outlets, to do some stories about, essentially, okay, if this thing will be passed into law, what are some other ways that, you know, Medicaid folks can be helped, or hungry children can be helped, or all those other things I just mentioned right there. Only the government can handle this, or would there be other solutions out there that aren't dependent on our tax dollars? I would like to see those stories, because I firmly believe that. This isn't, government doesn't have to do everything. We have a lot of smart people in this country. And they could do some things. All right? I would love to see some media outlets start to do some new answer stories, because I know they're out there. So, you know, again, children will go hungry. Rural hospitals will close. Yeah, we're all for that. Of course we're not. But are there other ways to help with these situations? I think the answer is yes. I'll stop right there.
All right. Folks, we have Pirates baseball coming up this afternoon.
I
do love midweek afternoon baseball. 12:10 airtime, 12:35 first pitch. Listen for the red hot button.
We don't just talk sports. We live it. Sports Radio 98.7.
The Fox.
Interest rates and inflation are out of control. Is your credit card debt also out of control? It's time to resolve your debt and take back control for a lot less than what you owe. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, then you need to call us right now. Debt Fix Pros can significantly reduce the amount you owe, and you could be debt-free faster than you think.
I knew we had to do something. Our debt was growing.
It was getting out of control, and we just didn't know what to do.
We saw an ad for Debt Fix Pros. We called, and they showed us how fast they could get us out of debt.
It really was amazing, and now we're back in control.
Call now, and we'll show you how easy it is to fix your debt. The call and consultation are free. Call Debt Fix Pros right now. Call 800-930-0388. That's 800-930-0388. 800-930-0388.